Hey, welcome to another Subconscious Mind Mastery podcast, and thank you so much for stopping by. Thomas Miller, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects of them all, intuition. In fact, this is being recorded just after the holidays in 2024. And as we came through that period, I just was resolved that this is going to be the focus around here for 2024. Of course, we'll talk about other things, but this is going to be one of the big focuses for this whole year. I'm already in discussion to bring some formality to this, to offer you things that will be systematic and methodical in walking us all through how to hear our highest voice better. On the HighTimelineBooks.com website right now are two Fred Dodson books. One is Intuition Training. The other is The Intuitive Awareness Method. If you wanted to get a jump start on this, I would suggest picking up both of those. If you do it from that site, it helps the podcast. Thank you. This podcast was spawned from a post from Sarah Wakeman in our private Facebook group. We're going to make some changes to that, too. Lots coming up this year. A lot of good stuff. And she was pondering whether an emotion that she was feeling, it happened to be fear, common to all of us, was it coming from higher self as a warning, or is it some of the old programming, the old monkey mind, bringing it back into the space again, but if you strip away everything, nothing to worry about? And this is such a real situation. I mean, think about it. You're in the airport, at the gate, about to board a plane. All of a sudden, almost sheer terror strikes you. Don't get on this plane. And you're looking around and you're saying, are you kidding me? Couldn't you have told me this when I bought the ticket? My bag is checked. They're about to queue up to board. And now you're telling me don't get on this flight? What do you do? You've been practicing your intuition. You've been asking for internal prompts. Do you board or do you walk? Same thing can be true about taking a job or dating that person or step it up, marrying that person. I was a child of 23, and I was a child at 23. Many of you are not at that age, but I was. And for the first time when I met the person who would become the mother of my children, I heard a very clear no. And this person was just being mutually introduced. I was friends with her brother-in-law and sister. They were trying to get me in the family, and the word was no. And you think, well, you have two wonderful kids. Those souls would have found another way down here. That, you know, the point is, I didn't follow it, and it ended up being a lot of pain later on. And that wasn't a defiant don't follow it. That was just that my whole life at that time was driven by monkey mind, and I had no idea there was this other side. The church taught a lot of things back then, but it sure failed to teach this, which is the connection to our highest source, our highest self, to God. To the all that is. But this shows up in other ways too, like taking that freeway route. You get an uneasy feeling. What about buying that house? And it ends up with black mold, etc. So once you get this and you start following it consistently, it changes your whole life. Seriously. Now, this isn't to say that we don't use our conscious mind. I mean, my goodness, let's say that you're a surgeon. You have a case at 7 in the morning. Are you going to go in there and feel your way through it? You ask intuitively and you do some muscle testing. Or should I cut here first? You know, of course not. You're an accountant. It's coming up on tax season now. Does 2 and 2 still equal 4? Yeah, I feel it should be 5 or 6, and 5 or 6 would fit here better. You get the point, right? And this goes back to the question at hand is, when do you tell the difference? When you tell the difference is when you've used your skill and training, you've completed the case according to the protocols of that particular surgery, and just before you close, you get a thought that maybe you should look at something else. It's on the way out, you just expose that area, and suddenly there's a hidden tumor there that nobody had detected. It's that kind of thing. It's the subtle, soft voice. It's not the big dominant voice that we listen to all the time. I mean, how many of you truly have trouble falling asleep because your mind just won't shut off? I hear that all the time. That's the monkey mind. That is not the still small voice. That's one way to tell the difference right there, to separate it. If it's always on and it's always chattering, that's not your higher self. higher self is the still waters that run deep. I've talked a lot on here about Malcolm Gladwell's book called Blink. First came out in 2007. I didn't realize that. I had to look it up. But that was right when I was starting, just after I was starting to change everything. This book was a bestseller. Maybe I should put it on High Timeline Books. In fact, I think I will. But if you find a summary of it, just go to the introduction, not even chapter one, because there he tells the story of the blink. It's a still small voice. One member of a museum acquisition committee used the blink, the still small voice, to object to a painting that the rest of the committee wanted to buy. And I'm sure these were PhD-level authorities in art. And yet, their monkey minds all said yes, and this one guy, his intuitive mind, said no. And he was right. It's a great story. And like Gladwell says, the blink comes right at the first moment. It is before any other thought has taken place. And if you take the blink up to the monkey mind and you start analyzing it, you've lost the blink. Like my no, that was a blink, and I didn't even know what to do about it. So it's not like I argued with it. I just didn't know. I just set it aside. I was like, well, where did that come from? What's up with that? Didn't even know to connect it to what was standing in front of me. And then I know you're saying your journey is the teacher, but there are different paths on our journey. And there's a path that is our highest path. And then there's a path that is one that, well, it's a long way around, let's just say. You'll get there, just might take a while. And one of the other things that we'll be working through this year is the whole concept of arguing with the voice. But I want to give you an exercise that you can start now to practice distinguishing. Back to our Facebook question, is this highest self or is this monkey mind? It seems to me that every time you hear about this or experience it for yourself, the intuitive voice is always the soft one. So if something is screaming at you, now sometimes it will, stop, don't, etc. Sometimes it will be loud. But typically, if it's softer, then it's the intuitive guidance. But here's the exercise and the separation. You know from listening to this podcast, and even especially the early episodes, we have two influences, like the angel and the demon picture sitting on your shoulders. But rather than that, it's two sides of you, not a higher and lower side, two equal sides of you. That's like saying my left arm is my lower self and my right arm is my higher self. No, you have two arms. They work together. You have two sides of your consciousness. One is the thinking mind. And theoretically, past just the current thoughts, it is a storehouse of everything that's happened to you since your birthday. So it's been watching you. And every decision you've made, every outcome you received, your parenting, what they did to form your life, your social environment, your school years, were you looked up to and voted most likely to succeed, or were you like me, you were picked on and teased by the other kids? All of that goes into the mix. That this side of us, our thinking mind, in a fraction of a second, formulates thoughts based on those past experiences. And that's exactly where you can get a don't, stop, no. That sounds like even an intuitive prompt, but it's coming from an instant split decision that says every time you've done that in the past, you've lost. Don't do it again. Its context is only the past. The other, equal side of you is the infinite side of you. It knows everything, and it can see around the corner. I know there have been scientific studies where this has been measured up to around what I've seen is a half a second. Maybe there's more out there now, but that we can anticipate actions in advance. Those of us who are on this path know, oh, it's a lot more than a half second. It's like your whole life can be guided and directed by this. So whether we call it the subconscious mind, infinite self, higher self, the still small voice, this first exercise or this first awareness is to begin to view both sides of your psyche equally. See, the monkey mind has been in the alpha dominant position. What you want to do is to bring the still small voice, the infinite self, up as a co-equal. We're all on the same team here. It's like, look, guys, let's pull the rope together. Monkey mind always wants to prevail, but you can do some little playful things through the day, and particularly when you're waking up or when you're going to bed is a great time to do this. Just talk to both sides as though they're two, you know, like the one sitting on each shoulder. Let's say right leg, left leg, because obviously we're stronger on one side related to our arms and our hands, but we don't walk separately. Takes both legs, both feet, and equal coordination. So bring both sides of your consciousness to that same position, and you can have so much fun with this. All right, so let's say you're out on a walk, and you say, okay, still small voice, subconscious, infinite self, higher self, whatever you want to call it, would you talk to me right now so that I can hear your voice clearly? And you also say, monkey mind, will you please just silence and be still for a second so we both can listen to this? And you'll get truly a little still small feeling, prompt, sense, urge. You felt it before, but now you're really playing with it. Then you can say, ah, is that you really? You'll probably get an upward or lighter or some kind of pulse feeling that says or assures you, yes, it is. And then you go to monkey mind and you say, see, listen, we've got this on our team. Like, we haven't been using this the way we should. And this one can see around the corner. You and me, we just know what's happened. We can't tell the future. We don't know the best answer. We just make the best decision on the past. I mean, what if we got the instructions over here from this quiet one, and then you and I can get busy working out what it tells us to do? Wouldn't that be a better way? And it's kind of funny because whatever answer you get there from monkey mind will determine how much of a wall of resistance you have to climb. I mean, some of us are so ingrained with monkey mind that it's like it would just be an instant rejection. This is where I've learned a lot from astrology, too, because there are definitely sign characteristics that we can have, particularly our sun sign, the day we were born, or the rising sign, which was the horizon on the day we were born, or where the moon is in our charts. Those can tell us whether we have more of a propensity to the monkey mind or more to the conscious mind. The water signs, for example, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. If you have a lot of that, you probably have these attunements that are easier to develop. The air signs, Gemini, Libra, more in the head, more driven by the thinking mind, maybe harder to hear that still small voice. Earth has an advantage because they're grounded. Fire would be a little bit more the other way because they just want to plow through things and make it happen. That's more of the monkey mind side. It's been so valuable for me to learn how to work all that through together. But whatever your internal construct doesn't mean that you can't learn and develop and grow the other. You just better understand the platform. And you don't need astrology for this. I mean, you know, if your thoughts are just always blah, 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 blah. If you lived in a cave all your life, you know that's still the case. So we all are on our journey, but this is, like I say, the number one highest value change that I made in my life. Took about 18 months. So we're going to do a lot this year to shortcut that for you. And put high timeline books in your consciousness and your awareness and your bookmarks and check in there frequently because we'll be featuring new products and new resources from time to time. And a lot of those through this year will be around the topic of intuition. I love the new fresh beginnings of new years, and we are off to a great start for this one already. Thank you so much for listening through this. I hope this little exercise helps. If you make this a part of your regular consciousness, it will absolutely change your life. Just this one little exercise. And I hope you will share your stories in our Facebook group if you're a member in there. Subconscious Mind Mastery and Fun Astrology Podcast Listeners Group. And we'll see you next time on the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. I'm Thomas Miller. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the journey. The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.